Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you again for your support. A little tardy, I guess about 15 minutes tardy, huh? The live streaming has ended, but we'll be broadcasting a 15-minute version of the program like last evening. As you know, I'm in a state that has been highly damaged by the tornadic weather the past few days also, so most definitely sending prayers out to the other five states. We've lost, 35 lives. Nine on record in the state of Mississippi. The governor's torn the different communities that's been hit the hardest and just lost. I mean, city of Tupelo, Louisville, the city of Jackson, we received a lot of. It was scary on Monday. It was really scary, really scary. I posted some pictures, those of you that network with me, on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera. And it was scary. And they had predicted that we were going to have the same type of day here in the capital city, but blessfully we did not. But more southern of us did. The devastation that has been left has been overwhelming most definitely. So definitely thank you for your prayers and those of you that have shown concern, and also sending out prayers to others. And this, you know, it's still going on in certain areas, so definitely sending prayers out. So this is a brief version. Broadcasting from my iPhone is, and checking out my iPad Mini. Big shout out to T-Mobile, you know, just shouting out. You know, I'm like behind on some stuff. I like what I like, you know, because, you know, I had been gun home waiting for that Sony Xperia has been out. So what did I do? I ended up getting an iPhone. But I love Sony products. I've loved Sony products since I was a little girl. I love Sony, period, from recording electronics and all to the phones. Because there are a couple of Sony phones that, Equinox, that I did not want to let go. But, of course, new technology, new phones still coming out. But they were flip phones, and I just really loved my Sony. And then T-Mobile had stopped selling the Sony, and so then the Sony Xperia finally come out. But, you know, I'm gung-ho on this iPhone and iPad and a couple other phones. But I don't know about you guys, but my perfect vision, I need to get my eyes checked. I was just looking at my eldest niece, one of her posts, and she was talking about how her vision gets blurry when she's working and it's time to take a break. And I feel her, because looking at my netbook and the cell phones, and it's better with this iPad Mini. And those that have iPad Air, I know you guys just love it, but my eyes are feeling better already because the iPad Mini is definitely for business. Definitely. Everything I use is for business, but most definitely the iPad Mini. And my eyes are feeling better, too, because I can broaden the words and all of that. But I have always been able to read fine print, and this eye strain has just been like, getting to me. But it's getting from my tardiness. Of course, I have to feed my poochies and all that, and I know I could have, I thought I was way ahead of time, but then time caught up with me. I was checking out the news, MSNBC, and I love Squawk Box on CNBC. Checking out what's going on with the news stories, and on Twitter, looking at what was happening. I see Charlie Murphy's been on Tumblr on the morning show. I've been preparing for the show, so I was unable to hear that. So he and his brother, I would love to see the Rock Brothers and the Murphy Brothers tour together with friends. Just imagine that. Wouldn't that be hilarious? I've told them that for years, too, that, you know, they should do a tour for years. When I say for years, Eddie Murphy needed to come on back out and do stand-up. He took me sometimes in some interviews where he mentioned that. I don't know if he, you know, how people will receive him. My goodness, he's always funny, right? But today's topic, how important, you know, we're dealing with the big story going on with Don Sterling, the owner. I mentioned a little bit on this yesterday, you know, going on with this triangle of his wife and his former mistress, and then just with everyday life. We are dealing with honesty and trust issues often. So I thought it would be good to begin the talk right here, which we talk about trust and honesty a lot, anyway, from 2011. But how important are the issues of honesty and trust within relationships and marriages? You know, really, to me, I mentioned yesterday that it is the foundation to any friendship, professional friendships, period, and especially when it comes to romance, dating, and marriage, right? But then so many of us have been betrayed or fear being betrayed or being hurt. And some people and have been lied to and all of that, just feeling betrayed. Like I wrote in the description of the show, right now in today's society in 2014, does honesty and trust really make a difference within love and marriage? I believe so. My thoughts are that honesty and trust should be the foundation of any and all friendships, especially romances and definitely working relationships. And that's one thing. I've had the pen name Be True for a long time. But, you know, it came from B, from friends calling me B, but then true, to do your best to be truthful and expect the truth and express the truth. Be true. That has been to encourage me and others to be truthful in things that we do and expect the truthfulness from others. And then also, one of my Facebook friends had shared I think a rapper, Little O from Houston, he had posted a poster about honesty, you know, forget all the sugar-coated BS. And that's exactly what, I know I mention my attorney often, but my attorney and David Harrison Weaver, they of Beverly Hills and my attorney based in Dallas, you know, they have been inspirations to my life. And so my attorney is one thing he always stressed. You know, I know that something here comes from an attorney, but of course, you know, honesty is important. And that's one thing that my attorney always stressed. You know, honesty, be honest. Be honest. And on the legal, professional level and personal level, you know, he encourages me not to sugarcoat stuff. Yeah, I'm honest, but, you know, come out and say it like it is. You know, I always thought I was a blunt person, but I'm a salesperson. So, you know, you sell the benefits of things, right? And you sell the, you, you I'm from the world of constructive criticism. You share the good and you share the bad, but as my attorney and many others say, you know, you just have to let it out and let it come clear. But, you know, some people think they're, you know, not sugarcoating stuff and they're, you know, they're being really just blatantly hurtful. But it's important to be honest and tell things, use common language and just don't sugarcoat stuff and just tell it like it is, you know. Be wary and be careful of the usage of words. You can be honest but not be so hurtful. You can be truthful, not sugarcoat stuff, but still, you know, talk to people the way you would like to be talked to also. But I know some people just don't deal that way. But there's a way to be honest, and you know with yourself how to deal with that and dealing with people. I've looked at a lot of things, and I've shared some information, but something that I found interesting, and really don't have about 5 minutes, is something from campbell.edu, E-D-U, campbell.edu. And it's all about characteristics of what healthy romantic relationships are all about. And what it stated is that characteristics of a healthy, functional romantic relationship, a healthy, functional, intimate relationship is based on equality and respect. So respect is important in everyday life, period. And what really is important is self-respect. I mean, do we respect ourselves, you know? And that's one thing that dealing with many relationship experts, when we talk with Ebony Empress, Steve Harvey and Patty Stanger, one thing that they, one thing I love about their teachings is they do share and teach how to respect yourself and don't tolerate certain things and to be clear on what's important with you. But let me continue on because the time is running out. A healthy, functional, intimate relationship is based on equality and respect, not power and control. And that is one thing that people feel, like, you know, it's all about the power and control, right? And it goes on to say that think about how you treat and want to be treated by someone you care about. Just finish saying it, as in using a certain type of language and if you're really concerned about how you get over on people with the way you communicate with them, Tony Robbins. If you don't know anything about Tony Robbins, read his books, listen to his, you know, CDs and so on. I was about to say tapes because I've been loving his teaching since the late 80s. And so I kept his cassette tapes everywhere, in the car, in my stereos, in my cassette players and everything. But, you know, watch his videos, watch his YouTube channels and everything. And Zig Ziglar, but especially Tony Robbins when it comes to how to properly communicate with others, because we communicate differently, you know. But let me go ahead. I'm probably going to have to continue this on next Wednesday, but I'm going to try to get as much as I can regarding the characteristics of a healthy, functional romantic relationship. It goes on to say that honesty and accountability, accepting responsibility for self, acknowledging past use of violence, admitting when you are wrong, communicating openly and honestly, keeping your word, not making excuses for your partners or for your own actions. A relationship is built on truth rather than game plans. That's another thing that my attorney and I, we're friends, of course, and that's another thing that we have talked about. You know, it's not about, I mean, he wanted to, almost practically completely retired, but he's one of the most successful attorneys in Dallas. He's never lost a child custody case, a divorce attorney, you know, DUIs and all that. But, you know, being a successful attorney, and especially dealing with divorce and child custody battles, you know, he sees a lot of game plan between these couples who are divorcing. And And that's something that we talk about a lot, is it's not about game plan. And one thing that I hear these relationship experts talk about, even Ryan Seacrest, we're listening to on Air of Ryan and listening to he and official L and K, they talk about, hey, it's not about, game plan. You need to really have detailed communications, as Ryan said, or during one of his segments of Ryan's Roses, detailed communications. You know, that's really important within relationships, and that can build the trust and encourage both parties to be honest, right? So it's really time is up, and to go on,